Action item number three, discussion and possible action on redemption of Brazos River Authority's City of Robinson contract revenue bonds.
This is an action item. Back in 1996, the Brazos River Authority issued some bonds in our name for the City of Robinson. It was part of the back, if many of y'all may remember, that we owned and operated WMR's, the Waco Metropolitan Area Regional Sewage System at that particular point. City of Robinson was one of the participants in that project. That project has since been transferred to the City of Waco a few years back, and we no longer operate it, but we continued to hold these bonds in our name. Now, these were contract revenue bonds, so the complete obligation of paying for these bonds and the credit for these bonds was with the City of Robinson all during this time. We did not have any financial obligations associated with, but they were in our name. The City of Robinson has now requested they would like to refund these bonds and refinance them with some general obligation debt that they're going to issue, and they've asked to do that. And of course, this requires the Board of Directors' authorization to do so. So our bond counsel, McCall Parker, Mr. Chuck Codish back here in the back, has prepared the resolution that is necessary to refund it, the fees and refund these bonds. Subject to you all's approval of that, we'll do so, and then we'll work with Robinson to do that. Anybody have any questions about that? There's really no financial implications to the Brazos River Authority whatsoever of this action. It's just the bonds will. There's approximately about $800,000 is all. It's a fairly low amount that's left to be repaid on these bonds. Just to put it in perspective, they're not a large bond issuance at this point remaining. So. If anybody has any questions, I guess I'll read this resolution. It's slightly lengthy, but not too bad.
This is the longest one you have to do today?
No, this is not. We've had longer ones.
This is not the record, Mr. Chairman.
This is not the record at all. Okay. Resolution authorizing an escrow agreement calling bonds for redemption and other matters relating to the Brazos River Authority contract revenue bonds, Series 1996, City of Robinson Wastewater Treatment System Project, State of Texas, Brazos River Authority. Whereas the Brazos River Authority, in parentheses, the authority or the issuer, was duly created and is lawfully operating under Chapter 8502, the Texas Special District Local Laws Code is amended, in parentheses, originally enacted under Chapter 13, Acts of the Second Called Session of the 41st Texas Legislature, 1929, is amended and formally compiled as Article 8280-101, VATCS, as amended, closed parentheses, and parentheses, the Act, close parentheses, all pursuant to and in furtherance of the purposes of Article 16, Section 59 of the Constitution of Texas. And whereas a Brazos River Authority City of Robinson Wastewater Treatment Facilities installment sale contract, in parentheses, the contract, has been duly executed between the authority and the City of Robinson, Texas, in parentheses, the city, with respect to the acquisition by purchase and construction by the authority for the benefit of the city of certain wastewater system facilities, in parentheses, the project, as described and defined in the contract. And whereas, pursuant to the contract, the authority heretofore issued its Brazos River Authority Contract Revenue Bond Series 1996, in parentheses, the City of Robinson Wastewater Treatment System Project, also in parentheses, the bonds, to obtain funds to acquire and construct the project, in parentheses, as defined in the contract. And whereas the authority is authorized by law to refund all or part of the bonds, and whereas the authority has, whereas the city has determined to provide the authority with funds sufficient to defease and redeem the bonds, and whereas upon receipt of such funds, the authority will place such funds in escrow for the purpose of defeasing and redeeming the bonds, and whereas the authority will, in connection with such defeasance and redemption, call the bonds for redemption, and whereas following defeasance and redemption of the bonds, the contract shall terminate, and whereas the hereinafter authorized escrow agreement is authorized pursuant to the Act and Chapter 1207, Texas Government Code as amended and other applicable laws. Therefore, be it resolved by the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority that, Section 1, the Board of the Authority hereby incorporates the recital set forth in the preamble hereto as is set forth in full at this place and further finds and determines that said recitals are true and correct. Section 2, the General Manager / CEO of the Authority is hereby designated as the authorized officer of the issuer and hereby authorized, appointed, and designated as the officer or employee of the authority authorized to act on behalf of the authority in carrying out the procedures specified in this resolution. Section 3, It is hereby found and determined that the defeasance and redemption of the bonds is advisable and necessary in order to reduce the overall capital cost of the project on behalf of the city and remove the covenants relating to the contract. The bonds are subject to redemption at the option of the authority, and the authorized officer is hereby authorized to cause all of the bonds that are subject to redemption to be called for redemption on a date that is within 90 days of the date on which the city deposits with or on behalf of the authority all of the money required to redeem the bonds, in parentheses, including the costs associated therewith. The authorized officer is further authorized to cause the proper notices of such redemption to be given at a redemption price of par plus accrued interest to the date fixed for redemption. The authorized officer is further authorized to enter into and execute on behalf of the authority an escrow agreement with respect to the bonds with the paying agent for the bonds substantially in the form and substance as presented to the board concurrently with the adoption of this resolution with such changes thereto as shall be approved by the authorized officer, which escrow agreement will provide for the payment in full of the bonds. In addition, the authorized officer is authorized to purchase such securities with proceeds received from the city to execute such subscriptions for the purchase of the United States Treasury securities, state and local governments series, to transfer and deposit such cash from available funds provided by the city as may be necessary or appropriate for the escrow fund described in such escrow agreement. Section 4. Upon defeasance of the bonds, the authorized officer is directed to coordinate with the city for the purpose of terminating the contract. In connection with the termination, the authorized officer shall be authorized to execute, deliver, and file all documentation and take all actions deemed necessary or appropriate to accomplish the purpose.
You've heard a reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt?
So moved.
Moved by Ball, seconded by Barr. Would you please pull the board?
Presiding Officer
Pullman? Yes.
Director Bacanina?
Yes.
Director Christian?
Yes.
Director Adams?
Yes.
Director Ball?
Yes.
Director Barr?
Yes.
Director Bell?
Yes.
Director Belt?
Yes.
Director Dennis?
Yes.
Director Beshears?
Yes.
Director Johnson?
Yes.
Director Kilgore?
Yes.
Director Mackey?
Yes.
Director McKnight?
Yes.
Director Masterson?
Yes.
Director Scott?
Yes.
Director Sloan?
Yes.
Director Steinmetz?
Yes.
Director Ward?
Yes.
Thank you.